Welcome back to the Crooked Spine Show. There's a good chance, about 80%, that you'll have some type of back pain in some period of your life. What are your steps to actually get that back pain to go away, diagnose it properly, and make sure it stays away? In this episode this week, we give you the actual what to expect video on back pain, going from having x-rays taken initially, diagnosing it properly, and over time fixing x-rays through adjustments, through exercise, through stretching, and through other habit changes you can do so your back can get strong again. Then you go through about 8 interviews with 8 different stories of patients so you hear their story of back pain relief, leg pain relief, and quality of life improvement. So hope you enjoyed this talk. Go to the actual show notes if you want to. Go to the highlights of each individual story. If not, listen to the whole thing. Understand how you can get yourself better, either now or in the future, if you do have some type of back pain or leg pain or what's called sciatica. Enjoy the talk, my friends, and I'll wrap it up afterwards.
Hello, I'm Dr. Tony at Yuba Chiropractic Clinic in Upland. My talk today is how we fix the lower back. If you're a new patient, watch this video for the first time, or a previous patient, understand after this video how we look at the x-ray initially, over time, see improvement with treatment, at that point, see a re-x-ray, so overall you see the improvement and you feel better. Okay, to start with, as a new patient we come in, at that point we do an examination, we figure out what's going on, what are you feeling, how's it affecting your overall life. From that viewpoint, go in the back room, and I'll show you a second, our x-ray unit. At that point, take a neck x-ray or a back x-ray. At that point, we take a lower back x-ray, and then we actually see what's going on. From there, what we're gonna do is show you a quick shot of the x-ray, this actual picture compared to normal. This is our normal x-ray here. And from that, you're gonna see exactly what normal curve is, what normal disc space between the bones are too. And also is a nice smooth curve. Once you've done that, we bring you back for another x-ray analysis to give you the big picture of what's going on. We want to show you what normal motion should be on a bone, such as here. Once we understand what a normal joint motion is, and how it can actually affect the disc and nerve, causing nerve pain or back pain, at that point we want to understand how your x-rays might be different. Then walk you through the model to exactly understand, from a picture perspective, how your bones move, how it affects the disc, and how it affects the nerves. Once you've decided on a treatment of care, what we want to do is sit down with you, understand it may take sometimes weeks and months to fix problems like these. When we start care with you, it'll be adjustments like these, and over time what we do is add some stretching and strengthening exercise in there, which will give you the videos as an email. You can look at them over and over again to understand the technique we want you to use, how long we want to use them for, and how much weight or repetition we want to do them too. At that point, the ligaments and muscles stretch as we stretch and remodel the spine. Over time, as you improve, you go from stretching to strengthening, even walking too, as an example, get your back stronger, but also improves your posture. So after you start the strength exercise along with the stretching too, our goal is to make sure your body feels better, your quality of life improves too. That means is sometimes sleeping better, waking up more recharged, more positive, wanting to do more things to get yourself healthier. That's the attitude you want to see, so your overall body improves. As we said at the beginning of the video too, we retake the x-ray. At that point you see the improvements, such as these here, where those spaces do open up. The curve of the spine improves too. At that point, we show your body having better motion in the spine as your muscles feel more relaxed and stronger, your overall quality of life improves. That's how we fix not only the x-rays and take away your back pain, but also improve your quality of life so you get there and stay there with the improved x-ray that you see, so we fix the problem in your spine, not just band-aid with medications or therapies or things like that. So I hope that kind of explains what we do in our office, from a pre-x-ray to exercise and adjustments and treatment and a re-x-ray, so you see the improvement, you feel the improvement, and you stay healthy. All right? Hope you enjoy these videos, but other ones too. That will understand the secrets behind chiropractic, what we do to help keep your body healthy. Have a great day.
So 3 days ago, I came in with debilitating back pain, full back spasm, had been going on for a month. Ibuprofen stopped working, Tylenol stopped working, and 3 days later, I'm waking up with nearly no pain, can move around, can do everything, almost.
Yes.
Almost there.
Yes.
That I can normally do.
And how's your energy level now versus 3 days?
So much better. I feel like my skin looks better, my attitude's better. It's totally great. I'll never take my back for granted.
And that's the thing, and I want you back to working again where you feel better, but just give yourself time. Don't go crazy. Yeah. How's your energy level? You mentioned a second ago, but how's your energy level now? What would you give it before You came in Monday, being today Wednesday. How is it now? What's the relative difference?
Monday I was practically at a zero. It was just kind of going through the motions. It was really cranky, really irritable because I was in pain.
Yes.
And today I just positive, just had energy that I hadn't had in a month.
Fantastic. Good. Anything else?
Yeah. Well, thank you for fixing me.
3 days and you're doing well, like the resurrection or something like that. Israel, tell me your results from your x-rays. What do you think's going on so far?
Well, I came in 3 months ago from a previous car injury, and 3 months have gone by and I've been doing a lot of stretches and workouts, and I have a big, tremendous amount of pain that has just gone away, and I'm really excited. I'm able to be a lot more mobile now. I could do a lot more.
And that's the key is, when you first saw your x-ray versus now, what were you doing? What were you stopped doing because it was so sore?
Well, I wasn't able to do a lot of hiking and skateboarding, things like that, play with my son, but now I'm able to chase him and go on my hikes that I enjoy along with skateboarding, so that's a big plus there.
And don't ever stop, man. I'm jealous of you. All right, keep at it. Anything else?
No, just thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
My back feels great. And
keep at it. Keep spreading the word. That's the biggest
Definitely.
Thing. All right, thank you. Yeah. This is Hannah. She went through some care with us about 3 months. You came in with pretty severe leg pain and foot pain too. Want to go over and tell me your whole story, mom included too, of what you saw in initial x-rays, what the care included, and how you feel now. So go ahead, Hannah. That'd be you on my left, your right.
When we first came in, my bottom two spine bones were super close together when they were supposed to be spaced out, because of something that happened a long time ago.
Exactly.
And so it was like squeezing the something.
Squeezing the disc.
It was squeezing the disc, which was making my sciatic nerve mad, I guess.
Exactly. It was making it irritated, yes.
And so the pain would shoot down my leg because the sciatic nerve went down my leg.
Yes.
So I would get pain all down my left leg, my right leg, I mean.
And what did you do to help it recover? What did you do?
I stretched a lot and I iced a lot.
What do you do in here to get it better?
I got my back readjusted 3 times a week and I went on the massage table.
And we flex you too, right? On that area too. We were able to open up the disc space, see the improvement on the x-rays. I'll do another video with the x-rays. At that point, what did you see difference-wise when she came in versus now?
No complaining.
Ooh, what? What? From a teenager? No way.
No complaining. She's not complaining about her back, so it's...
And now with softball too, how's that going? Are things back to where you can do everything and what you were not doing before?
Yeah, in weight room I can go back to my normal, like heavier weights instead of going lighter. And I can go more games without having pain.
Good, so you feel more confident now?
Yeah.
Fantastic. And what do you feel with the weight room? What have you got into more of?
I've been actually able, like since I've been stretching a lot more because of my back and everything, I've been able to put more weight on than normal.
Fantastic.
Like I've been able to keep getting heavier and heavier.
So you feel more confident?
Yeah.
Fantastic. This is you getting stronger. And with field work, playing softball, how does that feel? Are you still not anxious, but do you feel something in there still when you play?
No, I don't feel it anymore. I can go a lot longer. Like when I was hurting, I could go like 2 games without it hurting, and now I can test my limits. I could probably go 4 or 5 without it hurting.
And if you're sore, even if you're hurting, what happens the next day?
If I'm sore, I'm hurting the next day, I'm okay. Like as long as I keep icing, my back is okay.
It recovers on its own, right?
Yeah.
That's the key to get you 100%, so you stay 100%. Mom, anything else to add?
No, I don't. Very happy. Very happy.
That's all that matters. Keep following through. Yes. We'll see you next video. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
So, Donnie, you've been here for about a year?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, a year.
When you first came in, what was going on when you first came in?
I had pain in my lower butt, back, which ended up being, I guess it was the sciatic.
Yes.
So it was just, sometimes the pain would be down my thigh, it would just vary, and so I just decided it was probably time to see a chiropractor.
And when you came in, what did we do to help you? What did we do?
First, you did some x-rays, and then we talked about what our next steps were. You did adjustments, and we did it on a weekly, actually a few times a week.
Okay.
Stretches, a lot of stretching exercises that you gave me, just to continue to maintain posture and, you know, just keep doing what I'm doing. And if pain comes back, then I guess I'll be back.
Well, you've maintained an unconscious habit now, doing them as a routine basis, I would assume, mm-hmm. that you stay healthy though.
Right.
It's the plan, so you don't have to see us.
Right. And then I'm more conscious of, like, posture, too, like that, because that's a really big deal. You know? Awful! No. I love the staff. Everybody is great. Taylor's great. Joe, everybody is great. It's a really good facility. Yeah. That's so cool. I'll definitely, you know, put a comment on Yelp, a positive comment.
I like that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Because that's what I look at when I look for referrals, whether it's doctors or any type of service that is needed.
Yep. Okay.
Look at this, is Dr. Tony. Are you chiropractic in Upland? We're chiropractors in Upland, Claremont, Cucamonga. This is Steven. He came back about 2 weeks ago?
Yes, 2 weeks
ago. How long were you gone from this office?
I'd say 3 to 4 years.
At least 3 to 4 years,
yeah,
right? Where were you? Because they don't know where you were.
Yeah, I've been living in China most of the time.
Good deal.
And unfortunately, China does not have the practice of chiropractic.
Not yet, not until I get there.
Yeah, that's right.
What did you come in with this time?
I came in with some lower back inflammation.
Got it. How did we help?
It was definitely uncomfortable to the point where I was losing sleep.
Mm, okay, what else did it affect?
It affected my mobility, and I mean, I was walking with a limp.
Mm-hmm.
And especially after sitting down for a long period of time, and or just a few minutes even, and standing up, it was painful to get started again.
And then right now, what have you done the last couple weeks? Has it improved, say about the same, getting worse?
It has improved to the point where I feel very comfortable in going on my trip.
Nice.
Even though it is a 15-hour flight.
Ugh. Back to China.
Okay. But I feel I'm sleeping much better. I'm able to get around much better. And I feel very comfortable that the base problem, the root problem, mm-hmm. has been solved. And I do have some healing to do. And in addition to healing, I've got to go for better strengthening as well.
And we gave you, what did we give you to help with that strengthening and stretching?
You gave me some exercises.
Yes.
To do. And that definitely helps. That helps from a strengthening point of view. I've always kind of stretched out, but I've got to do that even more.
Yeah, and that's the biggest thing is can we give you enough so when you're on your trip, being gone for probably a while now, is how do you maintain that routine on your own when there's no other chiropractors until I get there? All right.
Yeah, no.
Good.
But I feel comfortable. It's workable.
Good. Anything else to add? How'd you like the staff here? Were they okay?
Staff was great. Everybody was extremely polite, and everybody was very helpful. And I also like the fact that you're hiring young interns to come in and help out and give them some exposure to the real world.
Look, this is Dr. Tony, you chiropractor in Upland, chiropractor in Upland, Claremont, Cucamonga. This is Rita. She's been a patient for about 2 months now, almost three?
Almost three.
Okay. What was going on when you first came in? What was going on?
Well, I woke up one morning with a pain in my upper thigh area, and just barely could walk. It hurt so bad, felt like somebody was stabbing me in the back.
And they weren't stabbing you in the back, correct?
Yes.
Good. Okay. So when you came in, when your daughter brought you in, what was going on? What did you experience when you first came in? Did we shoot some x-rays on you? Did we kind of walk you through everything?
You did, yes. You talked to both my daughter and I and said what you were going to do first was take x-rays to see if there was anything there that you could help us with.
Mm-hmm.
And you did that, and you showed us a picture of a good spine and mine and showed us where the problem was and said you could fix that. You said you were not a spiritual healer, but you would
fix it. No, I'm not. I'm spiritual, but it's not a spiritual healer.
Exactly.
That's me. Okay.
So, yep. And then we started with treatment, and oh my goodness, within a couple of treatments, I felt a lot better than when I walked in here, for sure.
And right now, when you were first started care, were you able to work? Were you able to kind of move around, get out of bed on your own? What was going on?
I wasn't able to work. I couldn't really drive the car because it was too much turning and twisting. I was able to walk, but very carefully, so it was kind of limited, really. I mean, I wasn't bedridden, but I was kind of limited in what I could do.
And what pain level were you at when you first came in?
Oh, my goodness. For sure a 10 or maybe more some days.
Okay. And then this being 2+ months now gone by, how are you feeling? What are you doing more of now?
Oh, my goodness. I'm driving. I'm back to work. And I really don't have any pain. So my pain level is zero. It's just kind of like a dull ache, a soreness maybe. And I'm sure in time that will go away. But no pain.
So you're able to work full-time now back, not full-time?
Uh-huh, full-time.
Well, it is full-time, all right, okay. And then you're keeping your walking, stretching, everything else, you're going to walk your dog this afternoon.
Yes.
And what's your skin secrets?
Oh my goodness. Well, I always tell people, God's grace,
yes,
good genes, olive oil, and olive oil lotion.
Yes, and no smoking or things like that.
No smoking, no drinking, no drugs.
And how do you like the office overall? How have we been able to help you, educate you? Are you back on the right track?
Oh, yes, for sure. Everybody is very friendly and helpful, and definitely Dr. Tony is knowledgeable.
That's me.
And yes, I would recommend him to anyone. I was leery about seeing him. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You were like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, but I would definitely recommend him to anyone. Absolutely.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your interview and review. I appreciate it. All right. Thanks for watching, guys. Have a
good day. I've been coming here for several months, and Dr. Tony was able to assess my skeletal frame and with the use of x-rays. And also, just having a good referral from somebody that I had met in yoga class. So once I listened to what he proposed, and came in for treatment, I could tell that I was getting some relief in the pain that I was experiencing.
What kind of pain was it?
In my carpal tunnel, my hand was numb a little bit when I would do any kind of activity that required fine motor.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And also in my hip from the sciatic nerve. So with the chiropractic, with some other available avenues to use, such as yoga, massage, all that has really helped. But I think the chiropractic is really what got it to unlock.
Well, was the chiropractic along with getting the attitude, hey, look, if I have a problem that's permanent, I can actually do things that make myself feel better.
I'm sorry, say that again.
In the sense where by doing the stretching and exercising, did that give you the confidence to continue to get better and keep moving, keep yourself stronger so you felt better that you can do more things? Does that kind of make sense?
I think so. I think listening to you tell me to do certain exercises has helped me to strengthen my body in places that I wasn't thinking about that needed to be strengthened, especially now that I'm older.
You're not that old, Cynthia.
Yes, I am.
I mean, in the sense where, is part of what we talked about earlier before we started the video, is when we don't move, we sometimes get anxious if we move or cause injury.
True.
So now that you're feeling better, do you think that's going to happen? If you push your body, for example, painting or walking or doing the yard?
Gosh, I'm not sure on that one,
okay.
Dr. Tony.
Okay.
I'm not.
See, what I wanted
to... Was there a fear of injury?
Yes.
I don't think I feared. I just didn't like the pain that I was feeling.
So did the pain limit what you were doing based on how much pain you're in?
Yes. I think, it would limit me on how much you could do.
So would it also let you know, hey, look, if I do that, I'm going to be in pain, so why would I... I'm going to avoid that.
No, I wasn't quite at that point.
Good, good, good.
I knew I wanted to continue. I just would use Advil to relieve the pain.
So more of the Advil would actually help get through it.
Yeah, I knew I could do that in the evening, to help the sleep.
How much Advil do you take now?
Maybe 3 times a week, 4 times a week.
A lot better than before.
Yes, where it was every day almost.
And how's sleeping going too?
I think better.
Good.
Because the pain has diminished, and I'm doing more exercise, a little more exercise, yoga, and walking.
Huge. So. And are you sticking with it now that you know it makes you feel better
I'm starting to fill the curve of knowing that if I do the exercise,
yes,
it's going to improve how I feel. It's going to make me stronger, and I'm not going to feel that pain if I strengthen my back and my knees.
Is understanding, especially with seniors, which Cynthia's not old enough to senior, but she's getting there, is how do we keep our body healthy by keeping motion going? So one thing, as I tell my patients, avoid rigor mortis, but also get your body to move so it stays healthy both chemically, hormonally, and also physically. So psychologically, we stay moving and we stay better. All right? Cynthia, thanks for the video.
Thank you, doctor.
What did you come in with initially?
Pain in my groin area and nerve pain traveling down my left leg.
Fantastic. Okay, not fantastic, but sorry about that. Well, you saw your x-rays. What have you done since then to get things to improve?
Besides the visits to the office with the adjustments, stretching exercises and strengthening exercises.
Okay. And then how do you feel now versus 3 months ago?
A lot better. Definitely. Less pain.
Okay.
No nerve pain traveling down the leg anymore. I'm sleeping better at night. No nerve pain.
Fantastic.
Traveling down the left leg. Yeah. Really nothing's changed activity-wise. I've always kind of just powered through the pain. But it feels better now. Whatever I'm doing, whenever I hike or whenever I walk, it doesn't hurt as much as it used to. My posture's a lot better. I'm standing and walking straighter and it feels good.
Great. So were you happy with your care here?
Absolutely.
And would you refer your friends and family?
Absolutely. Dr. Tony is the best.
Wow. So is Dr. Weaver too.
Just want
to make sure.
Yes.
Thank you for a review. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
So you don't have to suffer from back pain for a long period of time. Hope you take these steps seriously. How to help yourself if and when you have some type of back pain or someone you know that you like has it also. All right, so I hope you enjoyed the talk. Again, the show notes has all the highlights to each individual story, along with the steps of what to expect when you have back pain. And also highlights has not only this talk, the video itself, also previous podcast videos and the podcasts themselves. Go to them if you want to. At that point, learn how to keep yourself healthy, my friends. Enjoy the weekend.